I'm joined by the Guardian's Paul Weaver, who's in Bahrain to cover the Grand Prix on Sunday. Paul, you were there this time last year, and there were protests ahead of the event then. How does the atmosphere compare a year later?
Well, there's a little bit of a paradox, really, about the atmosphere, because on the one hand, the atmosphere in the paddock is quite relaxed. I'm in the middle of the paddock now. The drivers, I think the teams, feel slightly less edgy than they were a year ago. A year ago, I couldn't honestly find anyone in the paddock who wanted to be here. They all wanted to be back at home or anywhere but here. The feeling of nervousness is not so profound on this occasion. At the same time, I mentioned the paradox because of the feeling that if things go off tomorrow, and tomorrow, remember, Friday, we've got this big march involving tens of thousands of people. It will be mainly a peaceful march, but there are militant edges to the protesters over here, and they'll want to make their message known. So there's the feeling that the potential for trouble is even bigger than it was a year ago, because the demonstrators got their point across very well. The whole race was a public relations disaster for Formula One and for the Bahrain government. There didn't seem to be any public relations at all working on behalf of the government. This time, the feeling is that the protesters, having got their message across, are even more determined to ram it home this time. There's violence every night in the villages, demonstrations every night, but the capital itself appears to be under control. There's little sign of protesters in the capital. And coming to the track, the security is pretty tight. So I think the race will go ahead. There's very little chance of anyone getting into the track, I think, on Sunday. So it'll be business, if not as usual, then it'll be business on Sunday.
Human rights groups, including Amnesty and Human Rights Watch, have accused Formula One of ignoring human rights abuses. Is that sort of water off a duck's back to the likes of Bernie Ecclestone and co.?
Well, unfortunately, it is. Formula One will go where the money is, and they won't be too concerned about that. Of course, you can talk about human rights abuses in China and Abu Dhabi, and if you go down that route, we might have only three or four races a year. My particular concern about here is that I don't think sport should take place when there are bombs going off, petrol bombs going off, tear gas being fired, bird shots and everything else, beatings, torture. I don't think sport should take place in that kind of environment, especially if the sport is a catalyst for that violence. So I think everything that's happening around the villages at the moment has been ramped up because we're here. And that's not good for Bahrain. It's not good for Formula One. It's not really good for anyone apart from the people who make their millions from the sport.
Okay, Paul. Thanks very much.
Okay. All right.